Sunday evening checklist. Meal prep done, clothes laid out, and your fantasy NFL team picked for Paddy Power Fantasy's massive £3 million prize pot fantasy game. First place wins £1 million. And because Paddy Power Fantasy games last only as long as the game week, we'll have a winner by Monday. You could pay someone to lay out your clothes on Sundays. Only £9 to enter, and last entry by 6 p.m. Sunday. Paddy Power Fantasy. Hate waiting, love winning. Paddy Power Fantasy rules apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Hello and welcome to the Nat Coombs Show presented by Paddy Power Fantasy. It's Saturday. It's our daily fantasy show. Love being up this early on a Saturday morning, OG, with you.
Oh, thank you, Nat. There's nowhere I would rather be. Obviously, after I've had my breakfast on a Saturday morning, read the paper, I'm here with you and I love it.
Read the daily fantasy rankings, no
less. Yes, very
also,
much so.
Also, for the benefit of those of you listening to us on a podcast, and if you are, you can head over to ESPN UK's YouTube channel to see this in all its glory. Only going with a double denim.
Well, I think that's quite tame today, actually, compared to my
dress down,
my
exactly,
blaze of glory, yeah. My blazer glory. Let's see what I did there.
Nice.
I've actually toned it down for you all this week, but I reckon next week we'll be going for some sort of Canadian suit of some form.
I love that. Keeping the listeners and the viewers on their toes, as you always do, OG. This is all about daily fantasy, of course. So take us through some of the basics.
Yeah, so essentially, we're sticking with this £60,000 budget, so very frustrating indeed, but you can get some great bargains out there. So every week you get to choose your team again, as long as you're sticking within that £60,000 budget.
Love it. Okay, so we're going to give you options to play this weekend, starting with the stack. That is, of course, the tag team that no other tag team can come close to. A quarterback, wide receiver, heavyweight partnership often costs you the big bucks, but it's usually worth it. Who are you going for?
I'm going for Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. Currently, Rodgers is worth £7,200, and Deontay...
It's a steal.
I would have thought so. And Adams is currently £8,000, so he is quite costly. But Rodgers at the moment doing very well indeed. He completed 34 of 53 passes for 422 yards with two touchdowns on the weekend. Also, standout high stat for him with a 46-yard rush. So he's in fine form. The only thing I would say is Adams has missed training this week, but I don't think at this stage that him missing practice doesn't mean he won't be ready to go when it gets to game day. So I don't think him missing midweek practice is anything to be too concerned about.
Nobody panic is what
exactly.
You're saying. Yeah, loving that. And against the Cowboys, expecting muchos puntos. I like, on that level, Carson Wentz and Alshon Jeffrey. 7-8 for Wentz. Jeffrey, you can get him for 6-7.
Oh, that's excellent.
He's not going to make it into our value picks.
No.
Of course, the threshold there is 6K, but I would say that represents a hell of a lot of value. Wentz, 21.47. Points per game. Jeffrey's just shy of 16. They're playing the Jets, which, as we know, should be a straightforward game for Philly in Philly. And specifically, the Jets pass D, not exactly the strongest in the NFL right now. So I think these two cash in big. I like that for my stack. Speaking of the word big, let's go big. Spending the big bucks. Where are we going on?
I have gone extremely big this week. I've gone for Christian McCaffrey at £9,100.
Ooh, that's a lot of change.
I have not spent over £8,000 this season.
You
think.
Haven't. You've been seriously frugal. You've been veritably frugal.
I go big, but little big. But this is big, big. At 9,100. He's averaging 24.9 fantasy points per game, which is excellent. He's already racked up 111 touches and 629 scrimmage yards. So it feels as if at the moment he's almost the golden child of fantasy at the moment. And whatever he costs, just get him.
You're not a little bit worried that he's going up against this Jags D that is baring his teeth?
I understand where you're coming from, but no, I think that his form, and as I said, averaging 24.9 fantasy points, I don't see that dropping at the moment.
Doesn't matter who he's playing.
No, I certainly don't see it dropping below 20 fantasy points per game at this stage.
Is McCaffrey in the MVP conversation?
Yeah, he has to be.
Yeah.
How could he not?
I'm with you. I can't. The running backs never get the love there, or rarely get the love. Well, AP's the last running back to have won that. I mean, it's going to take an extraordinary performance to break that, but he's got to be in the mix for sure. All right, like that. I'm going Deshaun Watson, which might surprise some of our regular listeners and viewers, because I've been a little bit down on Deshaun. I've often had him in the avoid category.
Very critical.
Very
critical.
Not Deshaun as an individual, you understand, as a player, but as a fantasy option, not least because his offensive line, who's, let's face it, number one objective is protect the quarterback.
Sure.
Set up the run, close second, protect the quarterback. Don't seem to be doing much of that protecting the quarterback thing. They just seem to kind of not really nailing that. They are getting marginally better. They seem to be getting better, then back to the same old. So look, he's under fire. This offensive line they invested so much in, they can't seem to sort him out. But, and here's the but, I think he's going to be hitting over 20 points for the rest of the season. If you look at a lot of the projection models out there, there's some very sharp sharps that looking at this. They reckon Deshaun Watson is a reasonably safe bet for 20 points plus week in, week out for the rest of the season. This game against the Falcons, I think we're going to see points galore. He's got Will Fuller V back. Will Fuller's back alongside DeAndre Hopkins. Their running game isn't really doing that much, so they're going to go to the air a bit more. I expect a shootout here. A lot of points on the board for 8K, Deshaun Watson.
Love it.
Other end of the spectrum, OG, and the value pick. Where are you going for that?
Yeah, I've gone for Diontae Johnson at £5,000. So as we said before, anything under £6,000 is our threshold. And I love, I mean, in a perfect world, I'm a 4.8, 4.9 thousand pound kind of guy when it comes to a value pick. But 5,000 is extremely good. He caught all six of his
targets.
What's
your spend per head on a date? Where are we looking at?
It's a drive-through number, put it that way. let's just leave it at a drive-through figure.
Kebab shop. Extra chili shop.
Very much so. But Johnson did catch all six of his all six of his targets for 77 yards, and he takes on a Baltimore defense that's just been torched by Jarvis Landry. So I think he can really tear it up. And again, for £5,000, you just get the sense that it's worth the risk.
I love that. You got the Mason Rudolph thing. He's a new sheriff in town. And like any quarterback coming in, he's going to have his favorite targets, particularly initially, right? And that seemed very apparent. I mean, more than Juju in a way. He seemed to want to go to Diontae Johnson. Could well be his go-to guy. You see this a lot with tight ends as well. They're often a comfort blanket for younger quarterbacks, newer quarterbacks, and equally receivers that they have a certain connection with. And that's what I think we're seeing here. Absolutely love that pick for five. That might be my favorite pick of the season so far.
Oh, that's a massive call.
And you have had some big, big calls, I tell you. I am going other end of the spectrum. Frank Gore. Ooh. Talk about rookie to ultra veteran. 5'7", you can pick up the evergreen Frank Gore for.
5'7",
playing the Titans, of course. 109 yards against New England. I love the fact as well, during this week, the Bills gave him a veteran rest day.
Oh, I like that. We've tried to give that to you so many times, but you're not ready for it, are you?
Loving that. Frank, I think Frank Gore's getting off the next 10 years, to be honest.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And this is against a Titans side. Look, I appreciate it's going to be a tight game. I think we're going to talk about it in just a moment with a different perspective, but I think they're going to get a lot done on the ground. Obviously, the quarterback situation there, Josh Allen and concussion protocol might well be Matt Barkley. Again, I think either or, Allen or Barkley, they're going to be relying a lot on the ground game. Frank Gore's the guy, 5'7", every day. Give it to me, Frank Gore. Long may he run. Now, speaking of that game, defense. Now, we didn't confer on this before we rocked up at the studio here at ESPN HQ, right?
No, we tend to butt heads coincidentally sometimes, don't we?
It just happens.
Just on things.
And that's okay.
It's okay.
We just brush ourselves down, brush the denim down, and roll on to the next thing. But here, the clash of the Titans.
Yeah.
So your defense is?
I've gone for the Bills at £4,300. Now, they've forced a turnover in every game thus far, and they have done what no team has been able to do this year, which was holding the Patriots to just 16 points, and they're averaging over 30. So at £4,300 as well, why not go for the Bills?
Love that. I have gone for the Titans. Awkward. 4.8K. So that £500, interesting.
Yeah.
So quite close in value. 13 sacks on the season for the Titans, 4 picks as well. It's going to be a low-scoring affair. I think that's what we've both gone for them. And it's a really good point you make. Maybe I should revise my pick. Can we just slip that way? Holding, and Brady was misfiring, sure. And, I get that. But holding the Patriots to such a low point score, you think, well, what is this Titans offense with Mariota going to be able to do? But it doesn't work like that in my mind. I think it's going to be a low score. I think these are both safe bets, to be fair. And I like them both. Maybe you've got the edge on this with the extra value, because it's probably going to be even Stevens in terms of the points there. But that, a look at that game, I think, for your defense. Now, those are two teams we think you should look at. What about players to avoid? Where are you going there?
This is... I'm just trying to compose myself to be honest.
What's up, man?
Because I'm about to avoid one of my favourite players of all time. I'm avoiding Dalvin Cook, who, if regular listeners will remember, I also went big on him last week.
You go big on him every week.
I know.
You've got a Dalvin Cook mural on your
wall. Yeah, no, exactly. And it's sort of praise be. But, yeah, again, it hurts me. But he is currently worth £8,200. So he's going to set you back a fair amount. My argument this week is that the Vikings have come out and have been extremely honest and very forthright when it comes to the fact that Kirk Cousins hasn't been targeting these two excellent wide receivers in Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen. Mm. And Adam Thielen has said after their loss against the Bears that he said at some point, even if you do have the best running back in the NFL, you can't run the ball every single time. Mm. So I think they've essentially come out together in the same interview, and Kirk Cousins has recognised the fact he's just not been targeting them enough. So I get the feeling it might only last for one game, then they'll go big on Dalvin Cook the week after. But I just get the sense that this round in particular, they're going to go extremely heavy almost every play on passing it to the wide receiver. So that's why I'm avoiding great man, Dalvin Cook.
I like that. And it takes a lot of guts, a lot of courage for you to do that. I can testify to that. Against the Giants as well, because that secondary questionable, and maybe Danny Dimes is going to run into a very tough Vikings defense, and Minnesota could well go their way. I also think, and a lot of sharps have suggested, the points under for this one, it's not necessarily going to be a lot of points here as well. So avoiding a key protagonist offensively on either side kind of makes a lot of sense there. An 8-2, like it. I got Le'Veon Bell, and it hurts me to go Le'Veon Bell as well, because I like Le'Veon Bell as a player. And I don't think other than the value here, 7-3, or the price, I should say, I don't think it's anything more than this Jets team is going to get blown away by Philly. Yep. Now, you could argue that they'll go to the ground game, particularly with the concerns they've got at quarterback as well. And a lot depends on whether Sam Darnold is going to be good to go or not in that respect. But I think this Eagles D will close down both sides of the ball. I don't think the Jets will be at the races at all. And for 7-3, so the value here is important, the price is important, it just doesn't make sense for me. Le'Veon Bell, I love you. Not this week. I'm going to walk away from that. Mailbag time. We've got some goodies in this week. At the NC Show, if you want to get in touch with us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, keep them firing in all week long. And the boys will keep an eye on it and fire them over to Ollie, who will spend... He'll be up all night working on
panicking.
Your questions.
Yep. Yeah, panicking. Go, but I will end up getting there regardless.
Have breakfast. He'll apologise again to the life-size Dalvin Cook cardboard cutout he's got. Put the double denim on and get set. All right, so here's one. Calvin Ridley, Michael Gallup, or Crowder to start? Ridley, Gallup, or Crowder? Who are you going for there?
Well, I'm going to go for Ridley on this. I was thinking he's worth £5,000 at this stage. And yes, okay, combined over the last 2 weeks, he's only averaged 7.8 fantasy points, which isn't great. But up against the Texans, I think it's a really favourable matchup because they are third in the league for letting points go to wide receivers. Mm. And I just get the sense that he could really run amok. And when he's worth 5.4... there's really that level of risk versus reward in that scenario. So, I'm going for Calvin Ridley on this one.
I like it. And a great red zone threat to boot, obviously. Yeah. Martin, thanks for that, by the way, for your question there. Didn't give him a shout out. I have now. Appreciate that. Here's one from Eric. Who would you start, Dorsett, Brown, or McLaurin?
I think it's pretty simple for mine. Again, he's worth the same amount, £5,400, averaging 11.8 fantasy points per game. But I get the sense, very similarly to Calvin Ridley on this one, he could unleash against a really unstable Washington at the moment. So I just get the sense that stick with him if you've got him, because I do get the sense he's sort of between the 15 and 20 mark this round. And I think, again, 5.4, that's pretty good for Dorsett.
There's one more. Can Mahomes mind read? Not technically a fantasy question, but I want your answer on it anyway.
Yeah, no, I've actually been looking into this for the past 2 weeks, and I can confirm, he's a mind reader.
Officially?
Yeah, officially. Really, really stringent tests. I take that sort of thing really seriously when it comes to mind reading abilities.
Yeah.
And I can confirm for you, who sent
that
in?
Trying to find out.
He was a smart guy whoever sent it in, because I can confirm mind reader.
Our Twitter feed is blowing up, OG, so I can't find... I tell you what, I will name check him on the pod on Monday, because it's not in front of me right now. There we go. Job done. Nailed it, I think. Just time for me to shout out to our fantastic sponsors, Paddy Power Fantasy. If you want to get involved with all of this, check this out. There's a £3 million prize pot this Sunday for that game. First prize, £1 million.
That's a lot of double denim.
£1 million. That's a lot of double denim. £1 million. £9 to enter. Would you spend it all on denim?
Yeah, no. Blazers, bow ties, double denim, velour yeah. and fedoras.
Okay. Naturally. Costs £9 to enter that one. 6 PM Sunday's the deadline. If you don't want to stump up cash for that one, fair enough. You don't want to do that. It's a free to enter competition as well. The top 900 win a prize. Every game week is a season in itself, which is good news for me because I usually have to reboot and restart week in, week out. So shout out to Paddy Power Fantasy. Find him and get involved there. Cracking stuff, OG. Appreciate it. He's back next Saturday for more fantasy startings. We're back Monday. The great Greg Brady in the house looking back on all the week 5 action. So download, subscribe. You know the drill by now. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Sometimes longer isn't better. So if you're looking for a fantasy NFL game that doesn't last all season, try Paddy Power Fantasy. Every game week is a season in itself. Try it for free on our super short, super free contest on this Sunday's 6 PM games. The top 900 customers in the contest win a prize with £400 for first place. Search Paddy Power Fantasy to pick your team. Paddy Power Fantasy. Hate waiting, love winning. Paddy Power Fantasy rules apply. 18+ BGambleAware.org.